DM me dando fé.
So long.
He pulls the fire, man.
It's been so long. You know what? Since I don't know where we're up to, and we have a very short amount of time, I'm going to say something that was said over here in our yeshiva a couple of nights ago. I don't know how many people here were here. Who is it? The Shabbat Brachas for Matikas? 1, 2, 3, 4. So you heard this drasha. I'm going to say it over again anyway, okay? And I think that was, I don't know if you heard what Rabbi Zimmerman said. Rabbi Zimmerman said a beautiful drasha. That was beautiful. That was like this. It's interesting. We know that Avraham Avinu, Abraham, our patriarch, was tested with 10 tests. That's a mission in Pirkei Avos. It says he was tested with 10 different tests. What the 10 tests were is not so clear. There's no pasuk written about it. So the Rishonim, the medieval commentaries, they go through the psuk and the passages and they try to find what the 10 tests were. Most of the commentators say that the last test was the penultimate test, the one of the Akedah, the binding of Isaac, because here he had a son who he was hoping for and praying for 100 years, and finally the son reached maturity. He was 37 years old, and he was his only hope. This because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ki v'yitzak yikara l'chazara, that even though you have a son called Yishmael, but your seed is going to call Yitzhak. In other words, all the promises that I gave to you about your seed, it's not going to be fulfilled in Yishmael. No, I'm going to bless that Yishmael, but the future of the Jewish people is in Yitzhak. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Kachna es bincha es yechitcha asher ahavta, take him and bring him up as an olo. That's major stuff. So that was the highest, that was the 10th test. But he brought from Rabbeinu Yonah, I didn't look at it inside yet, but I'm sure it's there. Rabbeinu Yonah is one of the commentators to Pirkei Avos. He says, no, the Akedah, that was the 9th test. The 10th test was the test of the purchase of the stay of Rome. When his wife Sarah died, he had to buy a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. And that was a big test. Why was it such a big test? First of all, it was a test. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give you the whole land of Israel. The whole land of Israel is yours. And when his wife died, in order to get a little piece of land, he had to pay so much money. And this guy, Ephron, gave him a very, very hard time with the purchase. As we know from the Psukim, that was a great test for him, that he shouldn't be disgruntled and discouraged. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a promise of all Eretz Yisrael, and here he has to spend so much money and make such a great effort to get a little piece of land to bury. That was a test for him. It was a big test. But the question, the obvious question is, that catered 1,000 times more. It's a much greater test, the test of the binding of Isaac. So if he passed that test, certainly he should pass this test. I would like to say, when Rabbi Zimmerman asked this question, I thought of my own answer to the question, which I would like to say for a moment, but his answer is much better. And that is, I was thinking, that's the problem. Sometimes a person passes a major test, but after he passes that major test, he has to unwind, just like when you finished finals in school at the end of the term, and you take the big test, so that you have to unwind for a few days. You know, you're not doing anything because. So, there was a test after the 9th test, which was a test of the Akedah, that Avraham Avinu was being tested. It was albeit a small test, but Avraham Avinu, there was a danger that he would say, I got by this one, you know, I'm going on vacation from anything that has to do with testing. I'm taking a testing vacation for 2 weeks, okay? He didn't do that, but he withstood the next test. The next day, he withstood the next. That's a being the same. That a person shouldn't think, after he undergoes a great test, he shouldn't think, I can't anymore, I have to take it easy for a while, okay? He didn't do that. But Rabbi Zimmerman said there was a big difference between the 9th and the 10th test, because the 9th test, he knew he was being tested. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him and said to him, Kachno es pincho es yechitcho ahavta velechecho, take your one and only son that you love and take him to Hamaria and bring him up as an holy offering. So although it was a very difficult thing to him to do, but it was undoubtedly, he knew he was being tested. So although it's very difficult, but he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, give me your son as an holy. Although it was very difficult to him, but he knew he was being tested. With the Ma'ar Samach Pena, when he had to buy the piece of, he didn't know that it was a test, Bechlal. So since he didn't know he was being tested, he could become disgruntled because he didn't realize that it was. Sometimes things happen to us in life, and this is the moral of this world. Sometimes things happen to us in life, and if we would realize that it's a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could withstand it. Okay? But since we don't realize it as a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we become all angry. In other words, let's say you're driving, you're in a rush to get somewhere. You bought tickets for a ball game, and the ball game starts 6 p.m., and you're speeding at 5:30 trying to get to the ball game, bang, your tire runs flat. You have to call the AAA, you have to call and wait for them for 45 minutes, oh my sir. So if you don't realize that it's a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person could start to swear, he could start to get angry, he could start mumbling to get... But if a person realizes that all these things that happen is a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, you know what just happened to me today? A strange thing happened to me today. But I saw Baruch Hashem, I thought, I don't know why it happened, but I saw it as a test. Roberto, who works here, I asked him to do something in my house. So he fixed something, and he said he needs some paint. So he said, I'm running out to get you some paint. So he waited for him. I go to the place in Route 59, there's a Joe's hardware store. I arrived there at 4:46 p.m. I see a sign on the door. And just as I got to the door, I heard the door close and lock. And I looked, and it says, we close at 4:45. So I say to myself, okay, I'm going to rush to, there's a place, a lumber place on Home Route 59. Depot. Not Home Depot, there's a place, Dyker's Lumber or something like that, on Route 59.
Dykes.
I said, I'm going to Dykes Lumber. I was with my son, let's go to Dykes Lumber quickly. I come to Dykes Lumber, and I arrive at 5:01 p.m. I sign the door. Closed at 5 o'clock. Really, really. Wow. Then I went to Walmart. But I said, why did this happen? I still don't know the answer why that happened. I still don't have the pshat. But I didn't get angry. But I said, so will the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. For some reason, I shouldn't buy the paint at Joe's. I shouldn't buy it at Dyke. For some reason, he didn't want me to buy it. I don't know why. Maybe I'll find out tomorrow. I don't know. But the word is, if a person realizes when difficulties happen to them, then it's a test. It's not so easy to see it's a test. And then you get angry. But if you realize it's a test, there's no problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing me. With what is he testing me? Maybe with kas. He wants a test. Are you going to get angry? Don't get angry. You hear the word? That's why the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah was a bigger test than the Akedah. I think it's a beautiful word.
What about his wife Sarah?
What?
When Sarah died, was that? Would you say that was the same?
Maybe it was a test. I don't know. I don't remember what the 10 tests were. But I know that the Rabbeinu Yonah says this was the 9th and that was the 10th.
So do you think Abraham going up the hill with his son?
No way.
He knew it was a test.
Not,
you think
that's
he was,